Failing the test, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. In a talk with editor-in-chief of Field & Stream, Colin Kearns, he told me that we need to do a better job of finding chronic wasting disease in ungulates.
Our hunting editor, Will Brantley, wrote his column on chronic wasting disease, and what he's questioning here is, do we need to find a better way, more efficient way to test these animals? Because it varies from state to state on how much testing they do and what regions of the state get tested. In some states, one region might have thousands of deer tested where another part of the state might not have any at all. Testing for chronic wasting disease, it's not an easy thing to do for hunters. You have to either take a lymph node or part of the brain and drop it off at a testing site. But in many cases, those testing sites might be 100 miles away from where a hunter lives, and it can also be very expensive. Colorado, for example, I know that to send a sample, it's almost $18 per sample. And on top of that, you have to pay for the overnight shipping. So really, he takes a step back and asks the question, like, are we doing as much as we can, and are we doing it in the best and most efficient way? And one possibility he throws out there in the story is the idea of maybe creating a $5 stamp to help fund chronic wasting disease testing, because if we're being honest with ourselves, we might not be doing this in the best and most efficient manner.
But with awareness of the problem may come the solution. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. See you next time.